driving into the hearts and minds of people from around the world.
Around the globe.
I'm not particularly excited to talk about really anything at all. Nothing happened in the world of Nintendo. Nothing earth-shattering. Nothing that celebrates my entire life of adoration of any particular character. But how are you guys? It's good to see you.
It's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of just... Yeah. I actually feel like I expended too much energy watching that Mario movie trailer, man, and I just...
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That did happen. Yeah, that did.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forgot to
mention
it.
Everything I just said is completely wrong, actually.
Yeah, I almost forgot to mention it, but that did happen. And I feel like I'm just I'm like kind of calmed down a little bit.
You are not.
I'm a little... Yeah,
waving our arms around like Kermit the Frog a second ago.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go to Lockleth's hat, really. That's where it comes from.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Got the Kermit sipping tea. So if something comes up, I'm going to point to the hat this evening. So.
Talk to the hat.
Talk to the hat. What was it? Talk to the hand because the face don't care?
I always heard because the face don't understand. Like there's a rhyme like structure to it.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
Talk to the hand because the face don't.
But that is actually insulting to yourself. Talk to the hand because I don't get it.
Because I can't parse what you're saying, actually. Just my hand is more intelligent than I am, actually.
You're in algebra class. All right, teacher, talk to the hand because the face don't understand. All right.
That wouldn't work.
Study harder, idiot.
Not Sean looking like a literal toddler as he's saying that. Talk to the hand.
Kato says it's talk to the hand because the face ain't going to listen.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I like that. Kato would know. Yeah. Kato would know. Mm-hmm.
Kato's definitely said that line before.
Coming in here with a free packet of sauce.
Yeah.
I like it.
Some of that hot sauce, man.
What sauce do you get with chicken nuggets, you guys?
You know what's weird? I don't usually get sauce. I just eat them by themselves. Yeah.
You have offended Lockleth.
I know.
Are
I see
you a
that.
Monster?
She's already ready to point to the hat right now. She's I like
Excuse
sauce.
Me.
I just normally I just
do you
I just,
hate living
Kato in the chat. I love sauces.
I know. I like sauces. It's good. Seth, like I like it.
Seth, wait. I have a question. Who hurt you?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who hurt you? Sauces are the bomb.
They're just good by themselves.
I will either do a ketchup mustard mixture or honey mustard.
Hang on a second. So you're going home and you're like making your own concoction when you get home?
Yes.
Oh, that's too much.
Because that's too much.
That's pretty bougie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bougie.
Ketchup and mustard mixing it together. Ooh, too much for me. Too bougie. Can't handle that.
Ketchup and mustard mixed together?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I can comprehend because it's not bougie
ranch,
at all.
Yes. Ranch, too. Yes. I agree with that.
Ranch is good. Yeah. And by the way, Seth, it's been you've had a good run.
Bye. Yeah, that's OK. You know, that's OK.
I'm growing out my beard just so that, you know, I just thought I'd have a little bit more time.
You're going to need to. Yeah. You thought you'd have a little bit more time, but
yeah, a little Rogaine on my face, a little chia pet.
If it were for any reason, I'm glad it was for chicken nuggets. And I stand by that.
Yep. I had enough McDonald's points for some free 10-piece nuggets and I shared them with my kids. I actually thought I was going to share them as in I was going to get some. I didn't get any.
No.
Ellie ate all of them.
Well, they shared very nicely. But yeah, Ellie almost burned the house down when she heard that there were nuggets in the house. So
a girl after my own heart.
She almost like just cried, like just rolled down the hill or down the stairs, down the hill.
She ran outside and rolled down the hill.
She found a hill.
Chicken nuggets.
Rolled down it.
The nearest hill, by the way, 10 miles away.
She was knocking on the neighbor's doors. We got nuggets. They're like, all right. 10 pieces. It was so funny. Lincoln was so cute. He's like, oh, it's a 10 piece. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And then he takes one out. He's like, now it's a 9 piece. He was just so satisfied with his math.
Yes. Oh,
Ellie is the meme of the girl in front of the house burning. And she has been from like the moment she arrived into existence. My God, I'm very worried about her, you guys.
She'll be
if I disappear for a couple of days, like, it's probably her. She may have murderous intentions. I'm not sure. But this is a Nintendo podcast. That's cool.
I was about to continue that. But let's talk about other things. Nintendo. All right. Gaming related. That's Sean, fair. What have you been playing this week?
I'm almost done Mario plus Rabbids. I'm really liking it, you guys. I feel like I'm not allowed to talk about it because I'm supposed to be doing this dang review discussion that Seth and Garrett probably can play the game over again just to refresh their memory. Like they played like six games since. Yeah. but the game is very easy, except for the parts that I've been getting stuck on, Seth. There's a couple puzzles that have to do with like circuitry and
you told me that before we started recording. You're like, yeah, I'm stuck on one of the puzzles, and I was like, the puzzles?
Like I was just stuck a little bit. Like I wasn't just blowing through it like everything else in the game. I'm like, oh, I actually gotta think about this for a second. Mm-hmm.
Was that the puzzle that you just needed to push it a little more?
That was one of them. That was a very frustrating one. I needed to push a box over a ledge, and it didn't seem like I could. Oh, so I abandoned that effort, and I went to look everywhere else. And I just needed to give it a little extra nudge. So that wasn't super fun. But the game has halted me from trying to mainline it through because I have to level up a little bit. But
oh yeah,
it's really fun. Yeah, like I was doing okay because I'm just exploring the maps and doing all the different side quests and stuff, which I feel like is actually like the best part of the game. If I'm being honest, is just the variety of it and wandering around. I think I was talking to Donnie Reese and I was saying that I was comparing it to what the heck was it? He brought up Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair as like the overworld and or no, that's what I was saying. He said Mario World. He said like almost like 3D world.
Yeah.
Which I think it's kind of similar to that. But yeah, I spent 4.5 hours talking to Donnie this weekend for Sweet Hangs, which is exclusive at patreon.com/carpoolgaming instead of actually playing games. So I don't know where my priorities are. And before that, I was buying up every single game that was on sale.
Sale.
Yeah.
So I celebrated the sale.
I got into the holiday spirit. Sale any other way now. It is always going to be red like that in my head.
I don't think it's just you.
Seth, what have you been playing?
Just Pokemon. Just literally Pokemon.
This is where I leave.
This is where Sean leaves. I got fired. Sean's leaving. So now Lachlan has to grow the beard, unfortunately.
Listen, I'll start with the stash. I can do that much.
Damn. Yeah, just let Pokemon. It be. Yeah.
Lachlan shows up as Mario next week.
Okay. I'll go full Luigi. I'll go all in. I'm going to
go. Go Waluigi. You could be, I see as a good Waluigi. Come on.
Excuse me. What?
No? Is that too far?
Is it because I have lanky arms? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Everybody's cheating.
Isn't that better than saying you'd be a good, great Wario?
Yeah, that's fair.
Garlic-eating,
farting. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Y'all.
Yeah, just Pokemon. That's it. I've somehow put 60 hours into Pokemon. I have no idea how that happened.
I still don't know how many I've put
60 hours into Mario plus Rabbids. My God, how do you guys do it?
I don't know.
Show me your ways.
I couldn't if I wanted to. I have no idea. Because you know, after the 10 days, it like pops your time played and whatever. I thought I was going to say like maybe 30 hours or something. But no, 60 hours. And I like rolled credits. I've played through the whole story. I really, really like the game despite all of the bad stuff there is to say about it. So, yeah, that's it. Pokemon's just, it's fun.
Well, you got Ryan Turfer to buy it as well, so nice going.
Buy it. He didn't spend any money on it, so that was the factor.
You guys spin it however you want. It's another sell-through towards the next Pokemon game that they're not going to do a damn thing about.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I've sort of just resigned myself, I feel like, at this point. I've reached that stage of grief, that acceptance stage, where I'm just like... I'm just kind of done. I'm just kind of over it. I'm just gonna have fun with it, man. It is what it is, you know.
You're just settling.
Yeah, I'm just settling.
You do so much. It's just, you know, you've already moved in. You already had kids.
Yep.
Might as well.
Just riding this wave now, dude.
Yeah, that's the path to unbridled happiness forever.
Yeah. Well.
Just whatever. It's fine.
I actually haven't played Pokemon in like a week, to be fair, because I've been playing other things. Like I'm close to done with Soccer Story now.
Ooh.
And I've been playing Harvestella here recently too. So I am having fun with those, but I've been playing obviously like AC and Disney Dreamlight, but that's a given. But these are some other games that I'm actually playing.
That's like saying like you've also been breathing.
Yeah, you know. Also eating. You know, been living today. So yeah, it's all the same. All the same.
Can I ask about Harvest? Like, I feel like I've seen a couple different streams about it, and it's like completely different than I thought it was. I thought it was just like a cutesy like farming game, but it seems very intense.
It's like an RPG, right? Like an honest to goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an RPG. There seems to be a lot of story, so I'm very intrigued to see where it goes. My only little qualm is that the graphics are just a little bad. Not as bad as the recent Pokemon, but it reminds me of like Pokemon Arceus. Like you would have that like hue around your character, like if you were in a cave.
Yeah.
It's similar to that for Harvestella, but honestly, I forgot about it by this point, and I'm just kind of engrossed in the story. And you know, there is there's farming and stuff too, but it is just like an RPG. It's fun. I like it. The music's really nice, but that doesn't take a whole lot, but I do enjoy music and games mostly.
Same. I love music and games. Can we also, speaking of RPGs, plug the RPG Cave real quick? Another
another
podcast here on our on our Carpool Gaming Network. And Lachlan and I were both just on there on the RPG Cave talking about World of Warcraft. Had absolutely nothing to do with Nintendo, but it sure was a lot of fun, man. Really enjoyed that. So go check that out. Plug.
I really just enjoyed listening. I was in my old man chair, had my laptop on my lap, because that's where laptops go. I was playing Mario plus Rabbids on the screen and just kind of badgering you guys. And one of my favorite things, and you guys, I challenge the chat to do this. I want you to, it's a very gratifying thing to do. Lock, let them
this. I'm already shaking my head. I'm just putting at the hat.
Just trying to get, join us, youtube.com/carpoolgaming when we do this live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central. And just try to type something in the chat to get Lachla to see it and give a little smirk, give a little like you saw that she saw it. And it's very gratifying. She still stays very focused, but you know that she saw it. There was a moment.
You got me last night in the chat on the RPG Cave at one point. I don't even remember what you said, but I do remember I had to mute my mic because I was giggling and I couldn't stop it. So, yeah.
But you're also very focused, Seth, yeah, because like you literally yeeted a bot mid-sentence during the show too. So I applaud you. Like I can't, my brain can't do that. If you listen to the RPG Cave, you'll know what I mean by my brain can't do that. So.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But it was great, you know, and obviously we're on a Nintendo podcast now talking about the RPG thing, but like, I don't know a thing about World of Warcraft. Like, I'm pretty sure you guys were speaking English the entire time because I'm fairly certain you don't speak any other language. So that's my only rationale behind it. But it was a very fun and entertaining conversation and a lot of just like very nostalgia filled. Just
very
like,
much. Yeah.
Think about the good old days, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. 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 Went to the origins of Lachlan and where the name came from. So if you're curious about that as well, it's all I put it all out there for y'all. So if you're curious, definitely check it out for sure. It was fun to like talk back about all those things. Brought out my giant Blizzard art book. So if you watch the actual VOD on YouTube, you can see that as well. I'm a very big show and teller, apparently. Seth has rubbed off on me in that way.
Dude, I love it. I love it.
I wish I had a cob of corn right now. It's gone.
It's gone. Right, just a prop piece of corn next week on the show. Every single one of us is
corn upstairs. The kids have like the little plastic, like vegetable, like fruits and vegetables and stuff. It totally. It's not that far. I could get it. It was real good.
Oh my god!
We learned Ryan likes to catfish dudes on World of Warcraft.
That's what it was.
The best.
Yeah, that's what your comment was that got me.
If you take anything away from that episode, Ryan likes to catfish. That's pretty much it.
And surprising nobody. Let's be honest.
Holy cow.
Well, what else?
You guys are doing double duty tonight. Like you did last night. You did today. Lachlan is streaming like every couple minutes, I think, at this point. Pretty good.
I did 3 streams last week. It was quite a hefty week for me, but I'm only doing it once this week. I can't do that 2 weekends in a row.
Definitely. I think I'm going to I legitimately need to finish this dang Mario plus Rabbids game that is worth playing, which did not go on sale on Black Friday, which was very surprising to me. I want to just get that over and done with because I'm looking forward to the conversation. We don't get to do that very often. But the reason I bring that up is I need to start cramming for my game of the year exam. That's coming up in less than a month. Basically what happened, was it actually, were we chatting? At some point, a podcast too much. Listed out all the games that I feel like I should play to have an actual conversation about what the best games of the year were. So I've got a list of games I need to get through. And it's as if I'm about to get to my final exam in school and I'm opening my textbook for the first time and realizing I hadn't read any of it. There's like chapters. I'm like, what is that? Proving circles? What does that even mean? And I'm like, so I gotta get through a bunch of games. Okay. Meanwhile, you guys are starting up a World of Warcraft guild and he wants to start a new StarCraft esports or whatever. I'm like, I've got to cram first and then we'll see what madness comes after it. We'll see.
Yeah. I feel like I need to learn up for the test as well. I gotta get my thoughts together.
Just video games.
You just have to quit your job. But I think that's the key. Like that's what Kevin does.
This is how Seth has put so many hours into Pokemon.
Just play Pokemon all day. That's it. You know, it is a really good editing game actually, because when I edit audio, I'll have it on the desk next to me and I'll just play Pokemon as I like listen back to stuff in the edit. So it is good for that. I will say that.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I guess I'm learning Kevin. Tonight that I just have that like kind of multitasking brain. I don't know. I guess so.
I can do it in other ways, like listening to a podcast and do it and playing a game at the same time. I can do that, but I can't play a game and also listen to an edit that I'm listening to. I don't know. It's too much for my brain.
I can do a podcast, drive a car, and go through a drive-thru all at the same time. You can totally do that.
There's a lot of evidence of that.
I think next week. Oh, you know what? I might have to wait. I had a problem. I need new tires. I need new wheels.
You need new wheels?
Vehicle. I need new wheels. Yeah.
You need those snow wheels.
I need the ones that go on snow. Yeah. And it's not going to happen until December 11th, as it turns out.
Oh.
Yeah. A little delayed. But that's okay. That's neither here nor there. But Ryan talks about the weather. I'll talk to you. It's carpool gaming.
This is the one point where the Nintendo Drive has any sort of car theming. So there you go.
Yeah. I don't think we'll return to the car, at least not in a regular fashion. They can't dress like this.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I gotta put this dang hoodie. The reason I'm wearing the hoodie, like, what are you going to do? You have this hoodie. Nobody wears the hoodie part. It's just there. It's just flopping around on your back.
Yeah.
You gotta put it around your face every once in a while, the back of your face anyway. It's your head.
I just grew
it. Speaking of flop.
You want to keep going?
Speaking of flop, you know what wasn't a flop?
Oh.
The Mario movie trailer number 2.
Yeah.
That's right. Was not a flop. Not at all.
It's not a flop.
It's good, right? It's good. We're just all like, I don't think I saw a single person, not that I even want to put it out into the universe, but like, I don't think I saw a single person go like, I don't know about this. I think it was perfect. Yeah. That might be like the best trailer I think I've ever seen in my entire life. It's up there with the first reveal of, I'm saying Tears of the King, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild as a video game trailer, I think is the best video game trailer ever made, especially with the Japanese weeping from Zelda. That was excellent, much better than the English version. It just kept getting better and better with every frame. Beautiful.
It's unbelievable, dude. I like that. That movie is unbelievable. I can't believe I said this to somebody today. I can't believe I get to live in this time. Like, I can't believe, like, I feel so lucky that I get to be alive to see this movie, you know, like to see this kind of stuff. I'm like, man, like this is. I can't believe it. Like, this is what I've always wanted. Like, this is just exactly right. Like, it's just, this is exactly what I wanted out of it. And
I mean,
it
it's no
me
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not quite there. By the way, next May, 30th anniversary of that movie, and I'm looking forward to celebrating that as well. 30 years of
so special.
Of of the Super Mario Brothers 1993 classic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This ain't no game.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Did y'all think that, because I watched it back quite a few times, and like the last time I watched it through the trailer, I kind of, knowing who's playing who, mm-hmm. I almost thought that they kind of resembled the in-game character, sure. Especially Anya Taylor. Mm-hmm. Like, she has really big eyes. Like, her as an actor, like, she just has always has very expressive eyes. And to have Peach have such large eyes, too. I mean, I know it's like an animation, but it looked like her. And maybe it's because we literally saw her before the... Yeah. The trailer itself, and maybe that was also fresh in my brain, but I didn't see Charlie, and I thought he kind of resembled Luigi in a way, but I don't know. Mm. I kind of thought that a little bit when I was watching it back through.
Dude, I love the characterization of Peach so much in this
dream. Yes.
Like, I love it so much. How she's not, you know, because the whole, like, you would assume that, oh, she's going to get kidnapped by Bowser, blah, blah, blah. But no, she's like defending her kingdom, dude, with like an army of toads. That shot of her picking up that like halberd. I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, it's just pitch perfect. I just love that shot of her with the fire flower, like in the field of fire flowers.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect. And I didn't see that until the second time that I watched it, actually. Like, I feel like I was also live reacting in our Discord, just like, it's perfect. I wasn't even done the trailer yet. I'm just like typing what I'm just things I'm seeing, like instead of taking a screenshot like a sophisticated person like Wario 64 or whatever. I'm just like, these are things that are happening in the trailer. So it took me at least a couple times to see. I'm sure I've still missed that. People are pointing things out. I didn't see the Tanuki Mario the first time I watched it.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Because it was so quick, though, it happened, mm-hmm. and then you see the fire flower, and you kind of get, you know, excited about that, and you almost forget about the Tanuki. But yeah, I didn't see it the first time, but I saw it the next time I watched the trailer. Dude, so if you don't want spoilers, don't go into Discord, because Sean shouted out, like, everything Rainbow already.
The Tanuki made me gasp. Like, I was like, oh, like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, dude. Like... It's just so perfect to see Mario like fly in with the Tanuki suit, and oh, it's just so great. And then we knew, you know, there had to be some kind of Mario Kart sequence in the movie.
I was not expecting it.
Oh, 1,000%.
I nearly fell over. I wasn't. No. I, like, what do you mean? What?
Here's the thing.
Mm-mm.
Here's the thing.
He's gonna go into his lore. Watch out. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Nobody knew anything what to expect out of any of this.
Yes, except I expected the Mario Kart. I did expect, dude, they have a ride at Super Nintendo World. What do you think is happening here? They are playing everything into, they're trying to make the most money possible. This is Nintendo we're talking about.
Look, I'm getting stuck on puzzles in Mario plus Rabbids, a big game built for children, all right?
Of course they were going to have Mario Kart. Of course they were going to have Mario Kart in this movie. They have to get you to Super Nintendo World and Universal Studios. They got to get you on that Mario Kart ride. Of course there is going to be Mario Kart. So... yeah, we're getting marketed to in the best way possible. That's what it is. That's Nintendo in a nutshell, right?
Well, Nagachaka had a question in the Discord. Inevitably, Nintendo will make spinoff movies from the Super Mario Bros. Movie. When that happens, what spinoff movie should they make? And why should it be Luigi's Mansion?
It is not. Get
there.
Y'all
it
can
is.
Have each other, okay? Just like...
Hashtag Team Luigi. That's not part of his question, but I'm going to put that in there.
I felt that mustache, like the pole of the mustache. Like that.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Yeah, me single, too.
Mm-hmm, I didn't like it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, me too.
I didn't like that. It made me uncomfy. I didn't like
it. No, that's the wrong answer. It doesn't even make any sense for that to be the spinoff.
Why?
Because Mario's his brother. Like get a little, like a degree or two of separation. The obvious answer, especially as you search through the internet, Donkey Kong is very well represented here, okay? And his whole crew. You got Swanky Kong and Diddy Kong and Cranky Kong. They're all the Kongs are here. Donkey Kong, also King Kong.
Not King Kong.
Was also there. Probably not King Kong. Many Kongs are here though, but you could have a whole like
dude,
a whole whole side thing.
It's so perfect. They released character posters of a lot of the characters they showed in this trailer, including Donkey Kong. And in the background, because clearly, like, there's a part. Kato's calling me out. She said, I didn't ever mention Mario Kart in my 30-minute. I can't remember if I mentioned it then or not. I've mentioned it on a podcast.
You did exactly what I told you were going to do last week.
What?
With the softness on Grievard. And what are you pulled the about? Tape and you're like, and you pulled exactly, you made yourself look decent.
No, I
enough.
Did. Okay. All right. Let's get into this for a second. Truth. Hang on. Let's get into this for a second. Because here's what happened. I pulled,
you wouldn't.
Literally the first second, literally the start of that conversation. What happened was Kato was in the chat that night saying that Grievard was hot trash in the summer or whatever. And y'all conflated that even in the episode. I watched the whole thing. Even in the episode, Sean's like, and you too, Seth. And I'm like, I didn't say that. I was like, the exact quote is, Grievard's very cute and I like him, was exactly what I said.
Might have been one of the things you said.
Sean, you accomplished what you were out to do, and that was to get another view on that video.
That's true.
Seth. Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
That's where we're at, everybody. Okay? We need every
We're scrounging around. But
so please.
I don't know if it was on the Nintendo Drive or not, but on a podcast, I definitely mentioned the Mario Kart thing. But what I will say is people have been pulling from these character posters, the Donkey Kong one. You can see Diddy Kong in the background. You can see Swanky Kong in the background and Dixie. It's like,
that's
dude,
what I'm
like,
saying.
It's this little stuff. This is so perfect. And like the shot when Mario and Donkey Kong are fighting and you get like that shot of them on the girder and it's set up like Donkey Kong, like the ladder's going mm-hmm. down, you can see barrels set up. It's perfect. I'm really curious how that whole situation is going to work. And one thing that made me very happy was not only did we get the shot of them in Brooklyn, like I told you, we were going to get them in real life in Brooklyn, in New York, doing plumbing, like that's what's going to happen here. We got to see the moment I was talking about also when Luigi and Mario go into the warp pipe and get separated. We got to see that in this trailer.
I'm watching it off to the side here.
And we got to see the map of the various kingdoms that Bowser is systematically taking over to steal their power stars. Also, just like I said. So everything's coming up Milhouse, as far as I'm concerned.
I definitely need a smash cut of all of that.
I will.
You saying...
Oh, I'll do it.
That you said it, and then I need to see you saying it. I need to see the thing.
I'll do it.
I know you will. This Tanuki suit is perfect. Oh, dude. My gosh.
It
even looks fuzzy. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
Even the shot. Yeah, you're right. Like them, assuming that's Brooklyn, he's just in a bathroom and a little drip.
That it's I think so perfect. I think that's Pauline's house. We saw a there was I swear to God, stick with me for a second. There
stick
was this
with him
leaked,
for 6 minutes. Hold on, y'all.
Not for 6 minutes. Real quick. There was leaked promotional art a day before this trailer came out, where it was them in Brooklyn and they're standing in front of a van that says Super Mario Brothers Plumbing or whatever. And you can see Pauline in the background of that poster. It's like he didn't come to the Mushroom Kingdom to do plumbing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's Peach's bathroom. I think it's Mayor Pauline's bathroom. So we'll see. But this is the kind of stuff I spend my time thinking about.
I seriously thought about setting up like a scene for the YouTube video for us to just like walk through this basically frame by frame.
Yeah,
I'm not well versed enough in really anything, I don't think, to really do that. And it's also not a very good audio experience, I'm sure.
Right. There's so much to pick apart in that trailer, dude.
I like overall, maybe just another way to think about this is I was mad that the trailer was over. I'm like, you've got to give us more than this, you know? Yeah. And even Chris Pratt gives us a little wahoo at the end.
A little wahoo at the end.
I really liked it. I thought that was a really nice
touch.
And
I thought it was fine. Everybody's hating on it. I'm like, that's fine. Like,
I thought it was decent. I liked it. I was like, oh, look at there.
There you go. A little wahoo.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
It was enjoyable.
Oh, that rainbow road is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so gorgeous. Oh, and I know, like, whatever. You can boil it down to Nintendo and they're going to market the crap out of this.
That's what it is.
But they've obviously, there's examples of tons of movies, tons of properties, of all these different things doing it completely wrong.
Right.
Like that they could do the obvious, totally on the nose kind of movie translation, whatever. And they get it wrong so often. And this looks like, this isn't Sonic. This isn't like throw Sonic in a fish out of water kind of thing and right. let him befriend the people that he finds. This is very different. It's still very, because like Sonic movie is not the game. It's not Sonic the game, the movie. This looks like dive into the Mushroom Kingdom and look around like you're Lakitu and you're just like filming the movie. I'm so, so glad. And I feel like we've crossed into a new era. There's the before times and the now we've seen the trailer. Like, we can never go back. And everything everybody said that was mean about Chris Pratt or what they think this movie was going to be or what it wasn't going to be or about Mario's butt, you gotta live with it. Because guess what? This movie's going to be great. Like, that trailer has me in a place where there is like not even a possibility that it's anything but the best thing I ever saw. And I know it's not a healthy place to be, but that's where I'm at right now. So
I'm so excited, dude. I've never been this excited for a movie. Like, I get, and I'm somebody, I've wasted so much of my life, like, just overthinking about Mario. But, like, I get, like, butterflies in my stomach, like, literally thinking about it and, like, getting excited for the trailers and stuff. It's so good, man. I'm gonna beat you to it, Lachlan. I got it.
I don't know. I got it too.
You just have some sort of like macro or something. You're way too fast.
We had a spam bot. We had one of those spam bots in the live chat.
They never drop a link.
Never drop a link.
We should drop the Mario movie link and be one of those bots that just drops the trailer.
Drops links
into people's streams.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of links, I watched the trailer. Spammed our Discord for a bit, then ran upstairs with my phone and I shoved my phone in my kid's face and said, "Watch this."
I was just gonna ask that.
And I mean, I was already kind of like very emotional watching it. It was so perfect and bright and colorful and just like exactly what it needed to be. And then I'm watching it watching my kids react to it and they're giggling. They're just cute little laughs to like the exact parts that they should be laughing at. And they just like smiles ear to ear. And I'm like, this is the best. This is as good as life gets.
What it is. Yeah.
This is what's all Mario about, thing. That's like so important to so many of us. And it's like, my kids could have easily been like, don't care, moving on to like, they definitely have preferences of things that they want to be consuming. Like they could be like, I'd rather watch Blippi. And then I would just rip my own heart out of my own chest and just tear it into shreds. But they ate this up in this exact same way that they love like Minions and, whatever the Gru movie was that we just went to see. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to take my kids to it. And it's right around Lincoln's birthday in April. So I'm just totally over the moon.
Yeah, now. I'm so, it has the impossible task to your point earlier. Like, yes, it's marketing. It's to get us to buy merch. It's to get us to go to Super Nintendo World, stuff like that. It's to make money. It's to get kids to want to buy all this stuff. Yes. But they're handling it so correctly. And it had an impossible task, this movie. It had to appeal to kids. It had to be the Mario to your kids, but it also had to be your Mario too, you know? Right. And like, that's an impossible task. And like, they're nailing it. Like they're nailing it. Like it's perfect. And I'm so impressed. I'm so happy. I feel like we completely forgot to answer Nagachaka's question though. I will say that I think what's next is, in terms of spinoffs, I think what's more likely is Donkey Kong. Because they're clearly setting up a lot of Donkey Kong stuff. And Donkey Kong is getting his own, like, land in Super Nintendo World as well. Dedicated, like, Donkey Kong land.
What a totally unique and awesome response to Nagachaka's question that totally nobody has said on this podcast. Yeah absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so glad that you said it. Because it needed to be said. I'm glad somebody got to.
I'm glad somebody Donkey finally Kong said that Donkey Kong should get the spinoff movie.
Should get
finally
the spinoff, yeah.
Well, Teletubbies aside, I think Luigi's Mansion would be great. I know that probably isn't going to happen. Though.
That's
well,
my
I
thing.
Think it would be interesting to have some bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Have Luigi do something other than, you know, get caught by Bowser, you know, from what we saw in the trailer. I want to see more from him too. Like, it is nice that Peach has a bigger role.
Yeah.
But like, I want to see Luigi have a bigger role too in the future. So and give him something.
They are leaning into the Luigi's Mansion thing, because if you guys look at those character posters.
The posters. That,
yeah, mm-hmm. like Luigi's got the flashlight up to his face. Like it's totally, yeah. you know, and even in that little clip we saw of him running around away from the dry bones at the end of the first trailer, like that is so evocative. They knew exactly what they were doing, putting Luigi in a situation like that. So... John 32 says, I thought Donkey Kong movie spinoff was already announced. It was not officially announced, although Miyamoto kind of spoke about it in loose terms when announcing the Donkey Kong like area of Super Nintendo World. He says, oh, we want to do more stuff with Donkey Kong and stuff like that. So I think that's probably more likely for a spinoff movie. Luigi's Mansion, to me, that feels like it's perfect for a show. Like, if they were to do, like, an animated series out of Luigi's Mansion, I think that'd be great. But, I don't know, man. I'm just excited. I'm just so ready for all of this, man.
I'm Bring excited, too. I'm thinking about, because I, like, if there's, like, a themed movie, I do kind of treat it like I do Halloween, and I kind of dress up and then go watch the film. So I kind of want to figure out a Luigi costume to go see.
Yes.
I'll grow my mustache between now and then, and then I'll go to the show.
I believe in you. Oh, man, now, do you want to know my conspiracy theory? That's why I'm wearing this tinfoil hat. That's
okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So we know that Tears of the Kingdom is May. We know that this movie is April. I think new Switch in March. New Mario game launching right alongside it. And then we got our movie. And then we get Zelda's going to be the best year in video games ever. I called it here first. You can have your little lore, whatever the heck. It doesn't get any more clear than that. We're getting a new iteration of Switch in the early spring. We're going to get another Mario game. They can market it right into my damn eyeballs. And I don't even care. Do it, Miyamoto. Give it to me. And I'm telling you guys, it's going to be amazing. Mario game, Mario movie, Zelda. We've never seen anything like it before, but it's going to happen. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Not hyped at all. Like that's just like nothing. Like
I realistically, I think it would make sense in one way, because you do have a lot of things kind of percolating in that springtime, right?
Percolate
in another sense. I wonder how cognizant they are of that. I wonder if they're like, well, like we can only ask our audience for so much. Like, are we really going to try to sell them a whole new system?
That sounds like Nintendo. Oh yeah, totally.
You know, maybe
we can only ask so much of this crowd. Yeah, definitely. They have a limit.
We have seen them spread themselves out. I mean, this year's a great example of that. You know, like that's why all this like rumored stuff was floating out there. We never saw it. Because they can kind of afford to, like, sit on stuff. So I almost wonder if they're like, well, couldn't we just sell them a Zelda OLED and then that holiday sell them a new Switch? Like, holiday 2023? They'll buy them both. I'll buy the Zelda OLED and then I'll buy the Switch Pro or whatever. I'll buy them both. And they know I will.
Switch Pro rumors return to the Nintendo Drive. Yes. Yeah. It has Bringing been it far back. Too long. I'm telling you, dude. And obviously, there's a million reasons why I could be wrong. But I'm not entertaining those thoughts right now. Like, does it make sense to have Mario and Zelda right next to each other? Probably not, but I don't care. I would love for their, and whether it's an actual sequel to Galaxy or Odyssey or just something totally different, I just feel like they gotta have a game next to this movie. Like, I think, like, maybe we just start there. I kind of like, went
that's
for
smart.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. Don't they have to, like, so say the movie launches in April, which it is. There's no Mario. There's no nothing Mario to go buy.
Right.
The only thing that you can do is like go to the park, I guess. Like that's, I don't know. That doesn't seem like enough to me. I want to buy.
I think it'd be kind of cool if they have a really unique opportunity. I feel like with releasing like a high quality first party Nintendo made Mario game alongside the movie. And I think it'd be kind of neat if we haven't had a new 2D Mario, unless you count Mario Maker. We haven't had a new 2D Mario since what? New Super Mario Brothers U? Like, on the Wii U 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, like, it'd be kind of nice if we had, like, could you imagine if they did a new 2D Mario, classic style 2D Mario, in the sort of, like, kind of retelling the story of the movie, but framing it like a 2D Mario, and they release it alongside the movie like it's a licensed, you know, movie game thing.
That's what I'm, that's, that. in one way or another, I'm picturing like Super Mario Brothers, the movie, the game, kind of like right. Ratchet and Clank was kind of cheeky about it.
Right, right, right.
And I think, I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but Miyamoto like made sure to go, we've never had this render of Donkey Kong before, but he looks like this, right. Which is inspired by the original. And I actually thought it was mostly just, he looked like Seth Rogen. Like,
yeah.
Thought it was a stretch to go, this is inspired by the original, blah, blah. But like, why talk about that? Yeah. If you're not going to put into a game. I think that would be so cool to see like these. And then it just like squashes all of the, this isn't my Mario. It's like, well, maybe it is. It's going to be the Mario in a game. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I really would like that, because I've always kind of wanted like a new coat of paint. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed some of those new Super Mario Brothers games. They're so like generic, aren't they? Like, they're so kind of like, many of them were kind of just fine, you know? I would love to see kind of a new like take, like really breathe some new life into 2D Mario, you know?
Yeah.
That's my hope.
What if it's like, this looks like a little bit of everything. And I don't know if mm-hmm. Nintendo can do something like that, but kind of going from disparate parts and scenarios and mechanics and just go like, now here's your racing level, and now you're like kind of like the old, like, remember the prequel games for Star Wars, like Episode One?
Yeah,
you just kind of mm-hmm. just have a bunch of, or even like the Lego games, and maybe is a good example of this. Like, you don't just have like this straight, you don't have the same basically the same game the entire time. Like Mario 64, the levels are all different, you have different power-ups and stuff, but it's basically the same thing. But in like a Lego game, like sometimes you're in a vehicle and sometimes you're solving puzzles and whatever, like a little bit more varied, if that makes any sense. I guess yeah. like that seems like a more traditional and maybe too typical movie license game kind of tie-in, but who knows? This is where I'm at. I'll take anything, whatever they got, whatever they're selling to me at that point. Like, this is where Kato in the chat was saying, I hate Nintendo right now, only with the Pokemon bit. Now we're in Super Mario Land, and just give me that. That would be amazing.
Dude.
So we had a few questions, and it's kind of funny you mentioned like conspiracies and like consoles and stuff. We had
yes.
literally two different questions that are kind of related to that. Antics in Discord asked, congratulations, you've been put on the spot and get to design the next Nintendo console. What's the name? What's the launch title? And what's the biggest feature of this incredible new machine? And what's the massive feature that's got to be sacrificed to support this astounding gimmick? And no, it can't be Switch Pro, is what they said.
Question like these are they're so true. It's like, hey, design a console.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't do that.
I don't know what the name would be.
You designed the lore of the dang movie we're just talking about.
Much,
like, what
that's
do you mean?
So much easier than just saying, not like, here's a whole console. It is for me. You gotta understand, I've been thinking about Mario lore for like 20 years of my life. I haven't been thinking of Nintendo console design. They're smarter than me. They get paid to do this.
I don't really have like a name or like a title. A lot of these questions I can't really answer, but I was thinking in regards to what could I sacrifice mm-hmm. to have a system, a Nintendo system, that could handle better graphic style games, like the ports turn out better. Like, Game Freak aside, like some games could be better if it was on a better system. So I think even though I love playing handheld, that's like the number one thing I like. Either make it larger where it's, you know, it's heavier essentially, which I don't think I would necessarily like that because I have little baby wrists. Either make it where it's heavier, kind of like a Steam Deck in a way, or it's no longer handheld anymore.
Hmm.
Just to make it a better quality system that can handle better.
The thing
unless
is,
there's something I'm missing.
The thing is like I know like Antic said like we can't just have, you know, the Super Switch or Switch Pro or whatever, but I genuinely think that if the Switch just had more power, had you know, like higher quality Joy-Cons and things, like these little improvements, like the base of the Switch, I think is the perfect Nintendo like system. Just like the basic idea. It's still magical to me to be able to play games in handhelds. I want more power under the hood. I want the OLED to be the standard screen across Switch, Switch Lite, everything. I want higher quality Joy-Cons that don't break and drift and stuff like this. Like, I just want this, but better. Like, I really love what we have. I just want it better. And
yeah, so that's kind of why I imagined it would be a heavier, heftier system mm-hmm. if it still was able to be handheld, because you would have to have those additions or, you know, improvements, I would think.
I feel like
the Steam Deck anything, is huge, right?
It is. Yeah. I feel like anything they do, especially if they remove, like, I feel like I can't go back to playing Nintendo games without the ability to play them handheld and docked. Like, I feel like it's a point of no return for me. I feel like anything they do next, if it doesn't have that functionality, is going to feel like a step back to me. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. What do you think?
There's a lot of rules with this.
Right.
I'm struggling with that because, which I think is kind of what you guys are saying as well. Because, like, I kind of want to just take a bunch of what I've liked in the past and smash it all together. Like, I want a clamshell Switch. It's actually what I want. Like, whatever the next version is, like, I actually want a second screen. I want a Switch DS, which I think would just be incredible. Or even the ability to, like, maybe they attach and detach, like, the keyboard you get for an iPad or a Surface.
I don't understand why you can't just use the Nintendo Switch smartphone app and just use that as a second screen.
This app
is useless otherwise.
The second screen experience is we have far too quickly forgotten how awesome that is.
Right.
And because the Wii U killed it. Like, that's just the sad reality of it. Like, Donnie and I were talking about, he's playing Zombie U, and it's like, dude, like, that's why you have that second screen. That's why you have, like, that's the possibility. And even though it wasn't always going to be something totally groundbreaking, like you're seeing something in virtual reality for the first time, like, it was additive and cool. And by the way, we had it for the entire DS and 3DS, like, run. So why, I never understood that criticism of the Wii U gamepad. It's like, why does this exist? Like, dude, like, DS is the most, no wonder Nintendo went that direction with their home console to give yourself a second screen. So that's what I want. I want it to be like I picture almost like a 2DS XL clamshell version that you can still dock. Like, it's still a Switch in the end. So it's, I agree with you. I don't think that you go anywhere else aside from maybe a line of products where you do have, like, Nintendo just would never do this, where you have like one home console that's powerful and it can run things at the best possibility, or you have a handheld hybrid thing that still does what the Switch does but doesn't run it at full capacity. But that's just so not Nintendo. It's way too complicated for the Nintendo audience. So yeah, it's tough to go, like, what would you make of it, you know?
Yeah, Nintendo hasn't been concerned with being, like, competitive in terms of power since the GameCube. Like, they haven't been concerned with that in many, many years, and now, like, 20 plus years, you know. They would rather make it more accessible from, like, a pricing model or whatever and appeal to the widest audience possible. And they don't necessarily care if they have to take a hit on power to do that, you know. And one thing that was kind of nice, and one thing that I think really helped the Switch, is because they were using those kind of outdated parts, when we saw chip shortages and things like that, PlayStation and Xbox were affected, but Nintendo wasn't. They were good. Mm-hmm. Switches were still on shelves. You know, so
let me go one step further, go a little crazy. If we ran Nintendo phone, just make a Nintendo phone. I'll get that instead of an Apple iPhone. And somehow, but this is, like, again, this is never going to happen. This is absolutely crazy. But for them to have some sort of OS that people could have, like, apps that you would actually want to use, I think that'd be great. Like, because my phone is there, it has lots of games on it. I don't play anything on my phone because it's a totally different ecosystem and set of games. And I would like for Nintendo to do one of two things. I would love for Nintendo to actually, maybe a second answer would be VR, because I've said for many years, Nintendo would crack the VR nut. Everybody else is trying to figure out how to do it. If they just, Nintendo would put a great game mechanic around VR. I know they've done VR once before, but it's a totally different game now.
Yeah.
No, but
you mean Virtual Boy?
I meant Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a completely different,
Red.
It's just not the same. Yeah. But I think they could figure it out. Like, I just feel like they could put an experience in there that would make you want to have it and need to have it. So, but also the phone thing. Like, I just don't play games on my phone and I have it all the time. It would just, the fact that I haven't been able to, or some, like, Apple, I guess, or game companies haven't been able to have me just dive completely into games on my phone is a huge failure, I feel. That I would rather sit there and watch, like, a YouTube video on my phone than play a game is ridiculous. And so I think Nintendo could probably they probably could do it. As I say, I know people are going to say, but Mario Run, but all these other games, I don't know. I just, maybe it needs a controller. Maybe it needs a Switch setup, like the
right something amazing, Joy-Cons. I guess.
Yeah,
like, that's just kind of yeah. I kind of agree, and I yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what I want. I just want them to say. Because I think another thing, another I think sort of misguided take that a lot of people approach, I guess, rather to Nintendo and criticizing them and their hardware and stuff like that is we can't really look at Nintendo. They're not playing the same game as everybody else. They're never going to release something that's as powerful as Sony or Microsoft. Like, that's not the game they're playing anymore. And like they're making toys. They're you know, they're a toy company, you know, and they're making like these fun, like innovative experiences. And that's why we love them. Like I have these powerful boxes sitting in my living room that can play God of War Ragnarok or whatever, but I'm sitting here playing this busted Pokemon game on my Switch, you know? So like, that's what it is.
Bring it up.
Yeah. That's it. So whatever they do, I just hope they stay innovative, and I hope they continue to do, like, the real answer to this question is I can't think of it, and I wouldn't want to. I would hope that I wouldn't be able to predict what they do, because that's what excites me about Nintendo,
which is not where we were before the NX, like this right. before they called it the Switch. It was the NX. Like, everybody wanted a hybrid, everybody was calling for it, and I thought that's exactly why we're not going to get it. And the fact that the Switch is what it is, which is exactly the combination of all the things we've been playing with Nintendo for the whole time. And then they did it. And it's like, that never happens. That never happens. So,
and now what?
Now what? Yeah. We got what we've been asking for a year. So I don't know. I'd be very curious to know what other people have to say about this. If there's anything like actually materially different from what we have right now, do you actually want something like significantly functionally different? It does something else. Nintendo does something else. Because I don't think so.
Me either. No.
Just different. Better, faster, stronger.
Yeah. Make it better. It works.
Go full Kanye on it.
Kanye, it's a Daft Punk song.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but he also did put it in one of his songs.
But just for the I was a Daft Punk reference, not a Ye reference.
I figured as much.
More like Nay.
More like nay.
Nay.
Or like a horse.
Well, going into kind of like the conspiracy bit, let's turn this around, make this a little bit more, hopefully more fun too. TPR, you know, that dang Trevor over there.
Good old Trevor.
Yeah, good old Trevor.
He woke up from a nap to send in a question.
Yeah, yes. Yes. He woke up after his nap and shower.
Shaved.
What's the biggest Nintendo game conspiracy? He says it can be a conspiracy within a Nintendo game itself or a real life conspiracy about a Nintendo game. And then he asks us to put on our tinfoil hats, and Sean's already ahead of you there. So what is your conspiracy, Sean, if you have one?
I'm actually coloring my hair. I'm getting highlights put in, so I've got tinfoil flaps just all over my head. Wrap it with my hoodie. Oh, man.
Patreon goal, pick the color of Sean's hair.
Is it sort of like a dude? I never have colored my hair, and I don't think ever in your life. No,
really?
No, never done it.
Never got no frosted tips or anything
no
like that.
No frosted. Dude, a friend of mine had frosted tips. He had curly. He had like tight curls. Like Oh, what was the kid's name from Boy Meets World?
Yeah, Corey.
Corey. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going with the actual actor's name.
Savage Corey. Brothers. Yep. what is the question? Are they rumors or is it
just a biggest Nintendo game conspiracy? It says it can be a game itself or like just a real life conspiracy about a Nintendo game.
I don't know. I my mind is just going to the rumors of stuff that we haven't seen yet, like the Metroid trilogy, like the conspiracy. I don't know. I don't know if that's a conspiracy though. Like here's a crazy conspiracy. Like, instead of making new Super Mario Brothers games, Miyamoto has been stuck in a laboratory in Geneva and they've been trying to clone him and preserve him forever for the sake of humanity's future.
He's actually been frozen underneath Nintendo HQ for, you know, 70 years or something.
The Miyamoto from the trailer. That actually wasn't Miyamoto. That was like Avril Lavigne's clone.
It's a
replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Copied his exact mannerisms.
There you go, Trevor. Mm-hmm.
That's why he was able to change his shirt from Pikmin to
That's true. That's the only explanation. Yeah. You just got to have that backup Miyamoto. They just have a backup Miyamoto ready to go at any time.
He's the one. He's the chosen one. If we're going to have anybody like preserved, save Miyamoto. Come on.
Dude, I love reading stories about like just old Iwata asks and things about what it was like to work with Miyamoto back in his heyday when he was like in the bullpen making games, chain smoking cigarettes and stuff. And I'm like, God, I love imagining him that way. Cause now he's like grandfatherly and warm and stuff. And I just love imagining Miyamoto being like the grizzled, like hard work and late nights and the development.
I can't picture it. I just think he's still smiling the whole time. Just like, I love making video games.
I love it so much.
There's a pet down the street named Toad or whatever.
Named Koopa.
Koopa, yeah.
I named my dog Koopa. I like the do you guys remember a few years ago there was a conspiracy theory floating around that Nintendo had like purposefully leaked a Star Fox Racing game to find the leakers? Like
I didn't know that's what that
was the theory, was that they leaked it themselves to find out who it was that was getting stuff out.
They said that Retro was making it, because there was some detail to that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
So the conspiracy theory was that Nintendo threw that out there because it's one of those things where it's like, well, let's just see, you know, which hole the water comes out of, you know. That's that was a conspiracy theory that I had heard. I have plenty of my own conspiracy theories. I think Bandai Namco is making that Kid Icarus Uprising port for Switch. I think that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I have all kinds of stuff like that. Predictions and like kind of educated guesses. But conspiracy theories, I don't know. Yeah.
What makes a conspiracy theory a conspiracy theory and not just a rumor? Like, that's like...
Right.
We heard you like conspiracy theories, so we put a conspiracy theory in your conspiracy theory and shoved it in a car and gave it to you.
So you can rumor while you rumor.
Yeah.
My brain is breaking live on the internet right now.
Because I was thinking about, too, like, there's all that L is real stuff, but even that, like, you remember how for years people would look at that weird texture on the tombstone and the fountain in Mario 64, and it was supposed to say, like, L is real 2134 or whatever it was, and the idea...
What you are don't you talking
this?
About?
This is keep Nintendo weird.
I guess so, yeah. Maybe this is the kind of, every now and then you just like say something that you think is like common knowledge because you're weird and it's common knowledge to you, but everybody else is like, what are you talking about? Yeah. L is real was a thing. It was like a texture that you couldn't quite make it out, but like when we were kids, we would just stare at it. What does that say? And the theory on the playground was it was because Luigi was like cut from the game. Like you were supposed to be able to play as Luigi and it was cut from the game, blah, blah, blah. What ended up happening was a couple of years ago, there was this big Nintendo Giga leak and people got access to all of these files. And we found out that there was at one time going to be playable Luigi in Super Mario 64. So L was real, technically. So still don't know what gravestone says. But
see, my mind went straight to the anime Death Note and the character L in the show. And I was like, L is real, but this is Nintendo. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the very end of that explanation that I heard it as the letter L is real. When you're saying L is real, I was hearing Ella, like Harvestella.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Rihanna. Oh, no, like the letter
real.
L
is real. Yeah. Yeah, I was really concentrating.
Yeah, so I do remember that, and that was kind of cool. But yeah, otherwise, neat fun fact.
I don't have conspiracies, but it would be nice to have like Tomodachi Life on the Switch.
Yeah, I'll say that. Wouldn't that be great?
Nintendogs, Tomodachi Life, bring these games to the Switch.
I feel like Nintendogs is happening. I really do feel like Nintendogs is happening, dude. It's got to. That's such a popular franchise on DS. Come on.
I mean, they kind of gave it to us with the Pokemon game, but
yeah, sort of. Yeah, there are a lot of Nintendogs in that game, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Got a whole squad. I have a whole squad of doggos that I bathe at the picnics that I have.
Chibi's asking if Lachlan got her Squishmallow. If Lachlan had her Squishmallow, she would have rubbed it in my face by now. So no, I don't believe it's come in yet.
Oh, little do you know, Seth. Little do what? You know. What? Carrying on with the show. So we have quite a bit of Pokemon questions, and I think I'm just going to go over, maybe just talk about one of these.
See y'all next week.
Sure.
I know. I didn't. I wanted to be a little bit less Pokemon this
Sean's
week.
Sean's going give to go sit in the corner, get his corn.
Give Sean a break for
the
corner.
There you
the
go.
The corner. There you go.
I always say coroner, like I'm gonna go like grab.
He's gonna. He's corpses. Gonna go die.
Both.
It got dark real fast.
Yeah, it did.
It's corn. Oh, it's corner.
It's corner.
I don't
Pokemon,
even know which one
ahead.
Of these.
Yeah, you have
I don't even
go
know
work.
Which one of these questions I'm gonna ask, but I'll go back to TPR Taylor. I'll call you Taylor this time. In Discord asked. With Pokemon Scarlet and Violet out now and knowing the major performance shortcomings it has, would you say Pokemon Legends Arceus is an experience that he should have before Scarlet and Violet? After? It doesn't really matter. Or should he wait for Scarlet Violet to have some like time to kind of be in the world before he considers buying it?
I think Arceus is really great still. Like, I really enjoyed Arceus. It's very, very different from, like, your traditional Pokemon game, and I like that about it.
Because it works.
And, well, and here's the thing, too, to your point, Sean, I was just about to say, like, compared to Scarlet and Violet, dude, like, from a like, I remember playing Arceus and be like, woof, this is rough, but it looks like fine art compared to Scarlet and Violet. Like, yeah, it looks like fine art. It was funny. Digital Foundry did a video in about Scarlet and Violet, and they put it side by side to Arceus, and it's stark to see those games side by side. It's like, good grief, man! They really did drop the ball with Scarlet and Violet. But so I think that, you know, a lot of people are kind of like moved on from Arceus and stuff, and I think it's still great. I think it's still worth playing. You know, I don't necessarily know if I anticipate a patch because they've already sold 10 million plus units. It's like, to them, it's not broke, so I fix it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'm still on the fence. I'm still hopeful that there will be a patch just because of how broken it is. If it was like Arceus related broken, which I wouldn't even consider that now, then I wouldn't be expecting it. But just due to literal elbow clapping that I've seen and more, it's silly. It's ridiculous. Like, how do you keep it out there like that? It's just not polished. They just got to put something out there, something simple.
They don't got to do nothing. 10 million copies.
It's so annoying. But to answer your question, I'm going to go back to Trevor. To answer your question, Trevor, I would say Arceus would be a good one because there are mechanics in that game that I wish Scarlet and Violet did have, like in regards to catching Pokemon. You can do it quickly. It's not like a whole ordeal. You don't have to go into a battle to do it. You literally just, you can continuously throw Pokeballs at people in the wild, at Pokemon.
Throw it at people. Yeah.
You could do that at Scarlet and Violet. Apparently you can't do it. You can't do it at Arceus, but, you could do it so quickly, and like, I know the point of that game is to continuously catch the same type of Pokemon to finish your Pokédex. It's a little different, but that game was super fun, and it's not broken. It works, and like, really, the graphics, you get used to it within like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and the music in that game is really great too.
It is.
Like, when I finish Scarlet or when I finish Violet, I am gonna go back and finish that too because I know what I'm missing now, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I get what I'm missing from that game. Like, I didn't finish it when I first started playing it because, you know, other games came up. But now that I'm playing Violet, like, I'm thinking back to all the things I missed from Arceus, and I want to go back and experience it again. I might even start over from the very beginning and restart. Right. So I would definitely highly recommend that for those that are on the fence.
Yeah, don't sleep on Arceus, man.
Yeah, start with that one because it is a completely different thing. And it is, you see some of those like pictures and the characters in that game or the land in that game in Scarlet and Violet 2, like on the board behind the teachers in the classrooms. I don't know if y'all have noticed that, like in the history class, I think. You see some photos and pictures of people in that in Violet that you would see in Arceus. So it's, they're kind of nodding to it in that game in a little bit of a sense as well. So it, I would definitely go back to it for sure.
I agree. Do that. Just do that.
I'll do it with you. I'm cramming for game of the year. I'll start over. I'm not that far in.
Start over on Arceus. Forget Starwind.
There you go.
Why not? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start it over. Let's create a whole thing in the Discord. Start over Arceus together.
Taking
honestly,
it back.
Sean, I have a question for the Nintendo Drive.
Yes, yes. Sure. You with the blue hoodie.
First time.
Well, actually, Seth has already done this. Like, okay, so my question is for Lockliff. Like, do you ever just, like go to a, I don't know, gas station or wherever they sell lottery tickets and just go like, I just want to make content and not have to do my job, and that is my ticket. Like, imagine if you won the lottery and you don't have to work and you could just do this. That would be, that would be amazing. Like, that's a possibility, and Seth is right there doing it. He's doing the dang thing. I don't know if people know that here. I don't know, like,
yeah,
I feel like you need to, I, well, you can do whatever you want. I shouldn't be so pushy. But if I ran Seth,
if I ran Seth,
you should like you, this is your job. Yep. Content creation is your job. Like, this is your livelihood. And I just feel like you could, I don't know, maybe you're being shy about it. Maybe you don't want to put that on people. I'm putting it on you. I should have asked you about this maybe ahead of time.
No, I'm happy to talk about this,
man. That's amazing. Yeah. You're doing the thing, and I'm so proud of you for it. And I just think people should know.
Thank you. The thing is it's not my livelihood. It's scary. It doesn't pay the bills. I could not do it if it weren't for my wife. 1000%. My wife was the one that gave me the push, and it was like, hey, you're not getting any younger. Like, you need to just do this. If you're gonna do it, you need to just do it. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I don't know if this is the right like platform to like get deep into it, but I would be happy to talk about that sometime. Maybe if we want to talk about it in the post show, if we want to, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, there you go. I could put some things into that as well. I have thoughts.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Post show, Patreon exclusive, patreon.com/
support Seth, and learn about why you should support Seth. All in the same place.
There you
look
go.
At that. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Neat.
The Seth lore. You'll get it.
Yeah, the right Seth there. Lore. There you go.
I like
neat.
It. Neat.
Neat.
Deek.
So I know, like I mentioned, I know there's a lot of Pokemon questions, but you know, we went full into mainly the trailer today and a lot of other things, but I always have something physical to show. So today's episode is brought to you by.
Oh no, she's doing it, isn't she?
The Gengar Squishmallow that came in the mail.
Right up in the camera, too.
Oh,
that is perfect.
It came in today.
I'm so upset right now.
It came in a day early.
That's amazing.
And I have not mentioned this at all to Seth, that he's really actually being surprised by this right now.
Look at those eyes. Look at the teeth, the hands.
It's so plush. Look at that Pokeball in the back.
Oh, that's so cool. It's embryo.
It's got the spikes. It's got the tail. It's got it all.
It's got the tail.
I got the whole damn thing. Kato, you can unsub. Listen.
Oh my gosh.
I messaged y'all.
Where is yours?
I told you. You're going to have to wait till spring.
Lachlan did try her best. It is not Lachlan's fault. I'm not mad at Lachlan. She tried her best. I was making a stupid Mario Kart video about my stupid feelings. Oh my gosh.
It is so soft, Chibi. It is. It is very soft. Well, you can wait until... they're going to put out more than just, you know, Pikachu and Gengar.
I always end up fine with these sorts of things, you know, everything always works out. Which reminds me, somehow this is connected in my brain, amiibo set. I want an entire line of amiibos, Super Mario movie amiibo. I will buy every single one, and I will buy them at a high price. Oh my gosh, give it to me. I'm telling you guys. And maybe that's all we get. Maybe it's not even a game, we'll just get toys. It's toys.
Maybe it's toys. We're gonna get McDonald's Happy Meal toys. 1000%. That's gonna happen.
Oh, so. we got Pokemon Pikachu and Eevee Christmas ornaments. We decorated our tree this weekend.
Oh, nice!
That's pretty sweet.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Oh, that's like right. I saw that picture that Chelsea posted with the Super Nintendo ornament. It's so cool, yep. Man.
Ellie is turning into Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family.
That's
like,
so cute.
She is just like this cute, evil being. Anyway, she's very sweet. But our Christmas tree is being taken over by dorky, nerdy ornaments. And every year we just keep tacking on to it. So Pikachu and Eevee got added to the trees. And that's very sweet. But yeah, we've got a Super Nintendo console. You push the power button, it plays Super Mario World music and sound effects, and then it ends and dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It's so great. And everybody should do this. That's what, if you celebrate Christmas, I feel like nuts to the boring, regular Christmas ornaments. Deck the halls with these amazing ornaments, man. Not sponsored, but it brings me a lot of joy. My cheeks.
This episode brought to you by Hallmark.
Via Amazon.ca.
Oh my god. My Gengar Squishmallow came with a free ornament. It's like a little Pikachu.
Did it really?
Yeah, like it just popped in my cart and I was like, oh sweet. Freebie.
Wow, you just keep winning. Holy cow.
Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen over here.
Oh my gosh. Well, Sean. Teletubby. Jar Jar. Yeah. I don't know what name to give you. Where can people find you in the interwebs?
Oh, I was going to say in Canada. but still on Twitter. Nuts to all you hive-minded
buzz,
people.
Buzz.
Yep. Sean Capri, Sean like Connery, Capri like the pants. You can support myself and the rest of y'all. Patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And once again, thank you to Kevin and Sean for coming on back. Great to have you. I really think there's just some incredible exclusive content over there. Like Sweet Hangs was 4.5 hours and we talk about every single thing. Console War Room with Mr. Badbit, where we just totally make fun of even the best games in the world by just using a stupid voice. And that video you did, Seth, brings me so much joy. So thanks
for
piling it all together. But that's it for, oh, and probably if I say it out loud, this actually has to happen. YouTube.com/carpoolgaming. I'm going to go on a run here, you guys. I got to stream these games. I got to get a little taste of all the different games. Like, just a little taste. Speaking of corn, Nacho Libre. Hey, save me a piece of that corn.
I love it. It's the best.
Did you tell them that they were the Lord's Chiefs?
I wake up every day.
Oh,
I make
my
soup.
Gosh.
All right, we'll talk about Nacho Libre in the post, but yeah, Sean Capri on Twitter, that's it. And in the Discord, that's me as well.
Seth, what about you?
At $2 Hero on Twitter, and Hive, I guess. I'm not on there, I just reserved my name so Sean didn't steal it, but just Twitter. Twitter's fine. $2 Hero.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
And y'all can find me at Lockleth here on YouTube, hanging out with my Gengar Squishmallow. Or you can find me over on Twitter at LocklethTWT or on Hive as well at Lockleth. But thank y'all for hanging out with us for today's episode of the Nintendo Drive. Bump that like button if you haven't already before you leave. And fuel this carpool in the comments below by answering, what is your favorite Mario Brothers movie character from the trailer so far? Let us know.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Support for the Nintendo Drive is brought to you by the amazing people at patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And I want to thank you all so, so much, especially our ultimate producers, Robbie Bobby Miller, Trucker Sloth, Tony Baker from Quest for Pixels. Please subscribe to youtube.com/Quest for Pixels today. Dallas Ford, co-host of the Blame Game. Support Dallas on YouTube. Get those guys to 100 subs. Jonathan Brown, the new EP from PME called Gems, is now available on Spotify and Apple Music. And Lee Navarro, the fearless leader of the Phoenix Overdrive Extra Life team. Links are all up in the show notes, so please show our ultimate producers your love and support. But we must not forget to thank our platinum producers, Marcus McCracken and RJ Kern, as well as our gold members, Anna, Cecily Carozza, Dallas Robbins, Drellish, Emily O'Kelly, Foolish Fuji, Jose Jimenez, Marcus O'Neill, Naga Chaka, Skinny Matt, and the Snack Network. And if you would like to join their ranks, head on over to patreon.com/carpoolgaming and see which tier is right for you. Thank you all so, so much.